Hello everyone, and welcome back to my podcast, Exploring Aboriginal Identities. Today, we will be exploring the novel, Keeper and Me, written by Indigenous author Richard Wagamese. I will start by giving you a summary of the book, and then proceed to speak on our key question. We will then relate the book to the issues still faced today with cultural discrimination towards Indigenous peoples. Garnett Raven is taken from his family on the White Dog Reserve by Child Services at the age of 3. Throughout his childhood, he is placed in countless different foster homes, until one day, at age 16, he runs away, hitchhikes, and roams the city, leaving behind his Aboriginal identity. Eventually, he settles in Toronto and discovers his love for the blues. Later, he meets a man named Lonnie Flowers and moves in with him and his family. Lonnie gets Garnett into selling drugs, primarily marijuana. Garnett later gets arrested and sentenced to jail for 5 years, in which he reconnects with his brother Stanley. After having been released, he decided to take a taxi back home to the White Dog Reserve, where he reunites with his family and moves in with his mom. After moving in, Keeper invites him over to his cabin and begins telling him stories about their family and their history. He later reconnects with Jackie and learns how he felt when Garnett was taken away and how much he had missed him. He also learns more about his Aboriginal background and some of their traditions, specifically about Bidaboon and its connection to his life. Book 3 starts with Wilbert Fisher smashing their shortwave radio against the wall. This in turn causes Garnett to speak with Wally Redsky about the idea of bringing a radio into the White Dog Reserve. When the original radio was broken, it upset everyone. This in turn led to the support of the community for the purchase of a new radio station. After some convincing, Red One Sky Radio is announced to the reserve. This caused a lot of excitement. Everyone was signing up to get the radio. Keeper felt that this whole thing was a little rushed, but went along with it anyways. The first night took a little while to get going, and people were starting to get anxious and regretting their purchase, until around 6:30 when the music started playing and they all rejoiced. A powwow is later held at the White Dog Reserve in celebration. In the final chapter, Garnett decides to live off the land for 4 days. Keeper helps him get ready for a spiritual adventure and gives him some tips on how to pray. When canoeing, Garnett sees two eagles flying above, watching him. He later dreams of a young man and a girl dancing. Later, he realizes that these people represented the eagles he had seen earlier. Upon return, Keeper gifts Garnett with two eagle feathers. These signify honor and pride. His mom later decides to have a celebration for all that Garnett has done since returning to the reserve. Garnett finally feels at home at the reserve, like he belongs. Now, we will be talking about our key question. Without tradition, are you still Indigenous? This question is very important to the understanding of this novel. Throughout the beginning of the book, Garnett Raven is trying to escape his Aboriginal identity by leaving his traditions behind. This led to a lifestyle that did not match who he was, what he was all about. Later on in the novel, when he returns to the White Dog Reserve, he begins to start rekindling his connection with his Indigenous heritage and begins to start exploring their traditions. I think Keeper said it best when he said, "It's the traditions that make you Indian." He finds a new aspiration and begins his own blues radio channel. These traditions helped him find a meaning in life and set him back on the right track. Cultural discrimination towards Indigenous peoples is a huge issue in Canada. People try to hide their Aboriginal backgrounds because they were taught that their way of life was wrong, that their way of living was wrong. Garnett Raven was taken away from his family at a young age because the government wanted to assimilate his entire background and tradition. This was done to countless all across the country. Although this extreme severity is no longer, we still see a lot of discrimination and racism today. People still think it is a bad way of life. Why can't we all just look at each other the same? After all, we are all human. Maybe one day we will learn to be accepting of one another. Thank you all so much for tuning into this week's podcast. As promised, I will be giving my conclusions on the key question I asked you earlier. I feel that tradition is not necessary to be Indigenous. However, it certainly plays a huge role. It helps keep you in touch with the positives of life and is great for Indigenous families. That's all for now. Please be sure to tune in to next week's podcast where we will be discussing the impact of residential schools on the White Dog Reserve, along with interviews with a few of its natives.